弟兄姊妹啊，早晨。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
啊，好高兴啊！主日嘅早晨，我哋一同喺主面前啊，嚟到有聚会。
Him.
我哋感谢主，我哋早晨能够喺主面前一同能够有聚会。
Thank the Lord that before Him this morning we can gather together.
愿意我哋早晨，我哋一同喺主面前有聚会嘅时候，我哋能够将其他事情摆埋一边，我哋唔做别啲嘅事。
May
愿意我哋能够专注喺主面前有聚会。
May that we can focus before the Lord when we
开始
meet together.
开始之前，我一同有祷告。
Let's pray before we begin.
将我哋众人到主面前，一同嚟到聚会。
Dear Lord, when we gather before you together,
与主向我哋里边嚟讲话。
Lord, may you speak within each one of us.
叫讲嘅、听嘅，都喺主嘅圣灵嘅引领嘅底下。
So that all of us that speak and hear, receive, we shall all be under the guidance of your Holy Spirit.
愿主与我哋众人同在。
May the Lord be with all of us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，请我哋打开我哋圣经以斯拉记第八章，我哋从28节开始。一路读到34节。
Okay, let's open up our Bible. We'll read from the book of Ezra, chapter 8, verse 28, all the way through verse 30.
我对他们说，你们归耶和华为圣，器皿也为圣。金银是甘心献给耶和华你们列祖之神的。
And I said to them, Ye are holy unto Jehovah.The vessels also are holy, and the silver and the gold is a voluntary offering to Jehovah, the God of your fathers.
你们当警醒看守，直到你们在耶路撒冷耶和华殿的库内，在祭司长和利未族长，并以色列的各族长面前割了皮。
Watch and keep them until ye weigh them before the chiefs of the priests and the Levites, and the chiefs of the father of Israel.At Jerusalem, in the chambers of the house of Jehovah.
於是祭司、利未人按着分量接受金银和器皿，要带到耶路撒冷我们神的殿里。
And the priests and the Levites received by weight the silver and the gold and the vessels to bring them to Jerusalem unto the house of our God.
31节，正月十二日，我们从亚哈雅河边起行。要往耶路撒冷去，我们神的手保佑我们，救我们脱离仇敌和路上埋伏之人的手。
And we departed from the river Ahava on the 12th of the first month to go to Jerusalem, and the hand of our God was upon us, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemy, and of such as lay in wait by the way.
我们到了耶路撒冷，在那里住了三日。
And we came to Jerusalem and about there 3 days.
第四日，在我们神的殿里，把金银和器皿都聘了，交在祭司乌利亚的儿子米利末的手中，同着他有腓尼哈的儿子以利亚撒都该，还有利未人耶舒亚的儿子约撒伯和宾内的儿子罗底亚。
And on the fourth day, the silver and the gold and the vessels were weighed in the house of our God into the hand of Merimoth.The son of Uriah the priest, and with him of Eleazar the son of Phinehas, and with them were Jozabad the son of Jesha, and Noadiah the son of Benu, Levi, and
当时都点了数目，按份量写在册上。
by number and by weight, and all the weight was written down at that time.
好, 聖經就暫時讀咁多。
Okay, that's just script, all the scripture we're going to read up on now.
這段經文的背景是講到以斯拉帶著一班的祭司和利未人，他們帶著金銀，所獻的金銀和器皿，要往耶路撒冷去。
So the background of the scripture was that Ezra was the priest and the Levite going back to Jerusalem and gold of the vessels.
他們到那裡是要將這些器皿金銀來交帳。
They were going to Jerusalem to get them to deliver the gold and silver and the vessels.
他們只有一，他們這班人只有同一個目的地，就是耶路撒冷。
And they all had one destination, and that is Jerusalem.
他們第一個目標就是要交帳。
And their sole purpose is to give an account, to deliver these things.
今天我們在末世的當中。
Today, we, in the last days,
我們知道主來的日子近了。
We know the coming of the Lord is imminent.
他們往耶路撒冷去，我們要往我們主那裡去。
For them, they were going back to Jerusalem. For us, we are going back to the Lord.
他們要將所受託付的器皿金銀來到交出去，我們都在主面前交我們的帳。
For them, the gold and silver and vessels were entrusted to them. They had to deliver them.
对于我们来讲
the Lord entrust something unto us to give an account as well.
对于我们来讲，我们好像是主要来了，我们没有选择的。
For us, as if the Lord is going to come and we don't have a choice.
因为看见末世的景象，已经一幅一幅的图画呈现在我们的面前。
Because we see the entire picture of the end, the last days is right in front of us.
但是这班祭司利未人，他们却是有选择的，他们都应以斯拉的召，他们自己去耶路撒冷。
But this group of the priests and Levites, they answered the call of Ezra.And they willing to depart to go back to Jerusalem.
这个今天愿意给我们心里面有一个警醒，我们今天所谓等候主来，究竟我们是被动的，因为主要来，还是我们好像这班祭司利未人，我们选择，我们愿意，我们奔往耶路撒冷而去。
So today, this gives us an awakening. The question isWhether we are passively waiting for the Lord's coming, or we are actively, proactively to wait for His coming, to usher forth His coming.
剛才唱那首詩歌，我心所追求乃是神自己。
Earlier we played that hymn, My Goal is God Himself.
今天我们究竟是在地上边求这个疫症过去求平安，还是我们在这里仍然无论有什么事情发生，我们都是追求我们主的自己呢？
Are we on this pandemic to go away so that we can have peace, or our goal is still pursuing God Himself?
或者主不叫疫情过去，那是在末世的时候主就要这样来，再来我的心态是不是仍然是主啊，甚至乎这事情 叫我喺外边冇平安，我都愿意往你嗰度而去咧。
Maybe the Lord will not allow this pandemic to go away, and we will just go forward and usher forth the Lord's coming. And how is our attitude toward the Lord if the Lord chooses to do that?
記得上次交通道第28節，你哋歸耶和華為聖，器皿也為聖。
Last time we sharing verse 18 that we are holy unto the Lord as well as those vessels.
器皿就是人，人就是器皿。
Vessels are people, and people are the vessel. Vessels.
人若自洁，离开卑贱嘅事，就必作圣洁嘅器皿，合乎主用。
We cleanse ourselves from the latter, which is the dishonorable. Then we shall be honored and honorable and noble, ready, serviceable for the master's use.
人要被主用的条件，那是分别为圣，不单只有称义的地位，并且有称义的实际。
The conditions that we can be used by the Lord, it is not only we are objectively justified by the Lord, but also not only the position, but we are subjectively sanctified, separated.
今次要交通到器皿嘅两方面。
This time we'd like to share the two aspects of the vessels.
第一点是交通到恩赐，第二点乃交通到膏着。
One, we like to speak about gift. Second, we like to speak about giving an account.
器皿，圣殿里边嘅器皿各有不同。
The vessels inside the house of God, they are different.
那是讲到不同器皿咧，佢有唔同嘅作用嘅。
Different vessels have different functions.
人作为器皿，那是有各有功用啊。
So, people as vessels, we carry out different functions.
但是各人的功用并不是自己定的。
But our functions are not ordained by ourselves.
在以弗所书四章七节是这么讲的。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7 says this.
我们各人蒙恩，都是照基督所量给各人的恩赐。
To each one has been given grace for
那是讲到每一个人都有恩赐的。
Speaking of the fact that every gift
并且呢，这个恩赐呢不是我们选择的，那是基督量过给我们。
And this is not something we choose to have, but rather Christ had measure, give us a measure of the gift.
是的，这个是你没得控制的。
This is not something that we can control.
既然讲到器皿的恩赐，究竟什么是恩赐呢？
So when we speak about gift, what is gift?
我们今天不详细进去看，但是都必须要告诉大家听，恩赐包括了什么样的东
西。We're not going in details, but we can just go over it briefly today.
在以弗所书四章十一节到十二节，告诉我们听，他所赐的是有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师，也都有教师。
In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, and he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers.
各盡為要成全聖徒，各盡其職，建立基督嘅身體。
For the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
有咁多恩賜，恩賜嘅唯一嘅目的就係叫教會得以建立。There
are different gifts, but the end purpose is for the edifying, building up of the church.
唔係為咗自己，亦都唔係為咗基督以外嘅任何事物。
It's not for oneself or anything outside of Christ.
除了这里所讲到的恩赐之外呢, 在哥林多前书12章28节, 还有讲到另外一些恩赐的。
The gifts displayed here in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, they were mentioned as well.
还有一些是行异能的, 有些是, 医, 得恩赐医病的, 有些原来帮助人的都是恩赐，治理事的，讲方言的。The
apostles, prophets, teachers, healings, gifts of miraculous powers, helps, governs, kinds of tongues.
所以圣经告诉我们，每个人主耶稣都将恩赐分赐给我们，每个人都有恩赐。But
Christ has displayed different gifts for each of us.
剛才我們回到《以斯拉記》第八章，講這班人在神的按著份量，第三十節，祭司利未人按著份量接受金銀和器皿。Verse
30, earlier we mentioned that, that the priests and the Levites, they received the silver and the gold and articles by weight.
意思即係每人所接受嘅未必一樣嘅，
which means that each one something that different, the measures are different.
呢個俾我思想到一段好熟悉嘅聖經，就係講到主人離開佢嘅家業嘅時候分銀子俾佢嘅仆人。
Reminds us of another place of scripture when the owner, the master, go away far away for a journey and gave left something behind for the servants.
喺呢，乃係記載喺馬太福音嘅25章由14節開始嘅。我哋冇時間讀，不過故事我講俾大家聽。 唔知大家聽唔聽到翻譯嘅翻譯咧，我呢度睇唔到，聽唔到翻譯嘅翻譯啦。
Okay, I'm back on. Yeah.
好，就係講到呢個馬太福音25章，講到一個家主要往外國去，佢分銀子俾佢仆人。
Speaking of this man, travel servants.
一個分咗5,000，一個分2,000，一個分1,000，然之後呢，主人翻嚟呢，就要同佢哋嚟到計數。One
gave 5,000, one gave 2,000, one gave 1,000, and then the owner, this man, came back and to settle account with his servants.
嗰個5,000嘅賺翻5,000，嗰個2,000嘅賺翻2,000。
The 5,000 and the 2,000 each gained the same amount respectively.
主人俾佢嘅獎賞，俾佢嘅責，評語都係一樣嘅。你哋呢個你係又良善又忠心嘅仆人。
praise were the same for this two servants. You are good and faithful.
並且呢,獎賞都一樣的,我要將很多事派你管理,你可以入來享受你主人的快樂。
And also the reward are also the same. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord.
所以每個人的恩賜可能不同,恩賜或者多些,恩賜或者少些。
So each of our gifts may be different, and some have more, some have less.
但是有一樣,我們是可以控制的。
However, there's something is in our control.
乃是我們忠心或者不忠心,這方面我們可以控制。
It is whether we are faithful or not.
This is our
control.
剛才我讀那段聖經,他們在往路上去的時候,他們需要警醒看守,第十九節告訴我們,要警醒看守。
Earlier we mentioned that when they were on the road, they ought to be alert.
我們今天在我們服侍主的路上,我們需要來到忠心,我們需要來到警醒。
We ought to be faithful, we ought to be watchful and alert.
好,這些我們很多人都知道,我想提醒,這件很重要的事,想提醒一下。
And many of us know this already, however, we want to give a reminder of something very important.
今天我們在主面前的服侍,究竟是否單靠恩賜呢?
Today, when we serve before the Lord, are we only relying on gifts?
沒錯,我們服侍主,我們需要恩賜。
Yes, when we serve the Lord, we need gifts.
因為恩賜是從神而來的。 是為了我們好好服侍教會。
Gifts came from the Lord, is for building up of the church.
我們來看一節聖經,在馬可福音4章24節到25節。
Let's look at this place of the scripture, chapter 4 in Mark. Verse 24 to 25.
這是主講的,你們所聽的要留心,你們用什麼良氣量給人? 也必用什麼良氣量給你們,並且要多給你們,因為有的還要給他,沒有的,連他所有的也要奪去。
And he said to them, Take heed what you hear, with what measure you met, it shall be meted to you, and there shall be more added to you. For whosoever has, to him shall be given, and who has not, even what he has shall be taken from him.
你們用什麼良氣去量,也必用什麼良氣量給你們。
With what measure you measure, it shall be measured back to you.
意思是譬如我們去打水,我們去打一些水,我們用什麼良氣來量這些水呢?
Meaning, for example, you go draw water, what kind of container are you going to bring to draw the water?
一個完整的良氣去量,去拿這些水,你就得到完整的。你如果用一個沙堆去量這些水,你就得不到什麼?
If you bring a whole a container that is whole, then you get all the water. But you bring something that have holes in it, then the water will you bring in very little.
今日神要求这个良器来到神的面前。
Today, the Lord is asking for this vessel before him.
你要量什么呢? 那是量神的话。
What is he measuring? He is measuring how much of the word of God.
是的,我們來到神面前,我們是一個容器,我們是一個良器來的。神有話向我們來講,我們究竟有沒有用這個良器,將這個話拿到這些話放進我們心裡面,聽到進去放進我們心裡面呢?
We are a vessel before him, ready to receive the word of God within us. Have we been preparing to receive his word as a vessel within us?
什麼是一個神所看為好的容器呢? 良器呢?
What is deemed to be a good vessel before God?
乃是一个自洁，人若自洁，就必作贵重的器皿，合乎主用。
It is a vessel that is sanctified, separated from the dishonor, ready for the master's use.
所以这一个容器，如果佢系愿意自洁嘅时候咧，这个容器佢能够佢到神嘅面前，佢将神嘅呢啲话食咗落去，啊食咗落去，啊就将意思就系神就用呢个凉气凉翻俾你。
So this vessel is able to receive, take in the word of God within him. And the Lord, with how much you have taken in, will measure back to you. For those that he received, he has. The Lord will add it more to him. And if he do not have, what he has will be taken away.
哪些是没有的呢?
Well, what does it mean by those who do not have?
这个凉气，另外一个凉气，它是破漏的。
The other vessels are broken.
为什么它是破漏呢?
Why broken?
它虽然是凉气，它都有它的功用。
He also is a vessel, also has its function.
但神不是单单要求
But God is not solely wanting us to serve him with our gifts.
神仍然是要求我们到他的面前，来到根据他的话，活出我们的生命，用我们的生命来好好服侍他。
God desires us to use our own life, our very own life, according to his very word, to live out this life, to serve him.
如果一个容器，一个器皿到主面前嚟，佢并冇按着主嘅话而去活。If
a vessel before him did not live according to the word of God that were entrusted to him that he received,
或者佢甚至乎远离主嘅话
，or if he draw away from the Lord.
他以为他有吗? 他其实有的,只不过是知识,并不是生命。
Does he really have the measure? Or maybe all he has is knowledge, but not life.
连他所有的都会夺去。
All that he has shall be taken away.
原来我们的恩赐,因着我们不会亲近主,因着我们的生命没有增长,我们的恩赐是会萎缩的。
Our gift, it can be diminished. Because of drawing away from God.
一个亲近主的人，生命增长的人，他的恩赐呢，会越显越大的，也都是会增长。One
that draws near to God, his life and his gift shall increase.
所以呢，头先就讲到，要多给你哋。
Therefore, it says, abundantly added to you.
我哋睇保罗做一个例子。We
can see this in Paul.
保罗写咗好多书信。Paul
wrote much epistles.
但系呢啲嘅书信乃系主因着保罗生命嘅增长，加添俾佢嘅。So
God added these words, these epistles, to him through the increase of his life.
所以一方面主俾我哋恩赐。So
in one hand, God gave us gifts.
另一方面，我哋仍然需要常常到主嘅面前吃进主嘅话，叫我哋生命有增长，我哋服侍亦都能够增长。On
the other hand, we need to often come before the Lord to take in, receive His word, so that our life shall grow to serve Him.
好，时间关系，我进入第二点啦。佢哋呢班人要去耶路撒冷嚟到交佢哋嘅账。Because
of time, I have to enter into the second point. These group of people, they need to go back to Jerusalem to give an account.
在这点里面，我想交通两点。There
are two points I'd like to bring up.
原来他们交账的时候，神为我们存留一些产业，奖赏给我们。
You know, when they were giving an account, God reserved some inheritance for them, for us.
而且在交账的路上，到末了的时候，我们发觉原来神一路在帮助我们。
And on this journey, at the end, we look back, we find out, wow, Lord, you've been throughout this journey with us.
在第33节以后呢, 就讲到他们交账的时候呢,就遇到四个人。
On verse 33, it was speaking that when they were giving the account, delivering those silver, gold, and vessels, there are four persons here mentioned.
这四个人呢,就是米利末、以利亚撒、约撒伯和罗底亚。
Meremoth, Eliezer, Josabeth, and Noadiah.
原文你要讲呢,他们有意思的。这个米利末的意思呢, 就是更高之处。
Meremoth means the higher place, higher elevation.
以利亚撒的意思呢, 就是神曾经帮助我们。
Eliezer means God has helped.
约撒伯的意思呢, 就是神立定的产业。
Josabed means Jehovah has endowed.
罗底亚的意思呢, 就是面见神。
Noadiah means meeting with Jehovah.
罗亚底的意思就是面见神。
Noadiah means meeting with Jehovah.
这个岂不是他整个旅程，或者讲我们信主之后我们所走的灵程经历的环境吗？
Can you not say this sums up, these four things sums up our journey after we believe in the Lord?
原来我们都是往上而去的，往耶路撒冷都是往上而去的。
We are ascending to Jerusalem.
都是往上而去的。
We are ascending, going to a high place at Jerusalem.
所以到末了我面见主的时候，原来主领我们往更高之处。
Lord, you are leading me to a higher grounds.
并且我们本来是贫寒人，但主在粪堆里边提拔贫寒人，叫我们成为王子。
We are unworthy people, but Lord, you have elevated us into princes.
现今我们要面见我主我王，我们要面见神。
Now we are heading to see the Lord our King.
在那里有神为我们所立定的产业。
There, God had ordained, set for inheritance for us, endowment.
并且神一路来帮助我们。
And God has helped us all along.
这个就是这四个名字所告诉我们，我们交账的时候，这一段的经历，神要给什么给我们。
When we settle the account, we look back. These are the four things that we see.
他们起行的时候是从 阿哈雅河起行的。
And when they started the journey, they were at the river Ahava.
这个阿哈雅河的意思呢, 就是我活着就好，我啱啱能够生存就已经好满足啦。
Ahava is a starting point, meaning that as long as I survive, as long as I make this journey, I shall be fine.
系啦，佢意思就 I will subsist， 就系我活着就好，我冇乜其他要求啦。
To subsist is the bottom line. As long as I live, I shall be fine.
我哋信主嘅开始，我哋都系觉得我能够上天堂就好啦，我哋唔要求更。 有几多?
To begin our journey with the Lord, as long as I go to heaven, as long as I'm preserved, I shall be fine.
Oh, 但是当我们去面见我主我神的时候,
but after when we go on to see our God, our King,
原来主提拔贫寒人,
Lord, you raise us up.
叫我能够到更高之处，我成为神的儿子。
You raise up the poor to high ground to be prince with God. We are ascending, going to higher ground. And there, the Lord shall give out his reward.
神为着我们有命定的产业。
The Lord had ordained reward inheritance for his people.
这个是约撒伯的意思。
This is Josabeth, endowment.
神立定了个产业。
The endowment ordained inheritance for his people.
意思就是好像地上边有一个基金是你的名字。
There is this trust that had your name on it on earth, for example.
预备了你们拿这个奖赏的。
It's already reserved, ready for you.
是的，我们看一节圣经，这节圣经是记在彼得前书一章四到五节。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 4 and 5.
我们原来可以得着不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的产业。
There is this something reserved for you in heaven, an incorruptible, undefiled, and unfading inheritance.
是的，这里讲存留，就是订了的，留下，定了要给你的，记住你的名字。
Reserved already in heavens for you, has your name on it.
很多时候我们觉得要去拿奖赏，哇，必然是属灵的伟人。
Many times we think we ought to be spiritual giant to receive a reward. I had to win a great battle on this journey in order to receive something from the Lord. It is not so.
神所要求的，那你活出一个正常基督徒的生命就得了。
What God requires, He requires to live our normal Christian life.
好像一场的竞赛咁。
It is like a race.
一场的比赛啊，到总决赛的时候，你只要打出你平时的水准，呢场的比赛你就应该就会赢噶啦，唔需要你打出超水准，你唔系嗰个冷门。你乃是打出你一平常的水准，你就能够得奖赏了。
It is like a championship. When you get to the final, all you need to do is to carry out what you normally carry out, average, and you shall win.
我哋常常以为我哋系嗰个大冷门，我要打出超水准，咁我先可能赢，唔系咁样嘅。
We always tend to think ourselves as the underdog. We ought to overcome and prevail, then we gain.The victory. No, it's not so.
在启示里边也都讲到有冠冕为我哋嚟到存留嘅，你唔好叫人夺去你嘅冠冕，意思系预咗俾你嘅。
In Revelation, it tells us there are crowns reserved for you. Do not let someone take that away from you.
头先嗰节圣经后边有讲到，喺一章四到五节后边系咁讲嘅。
At the end, verse 5 in 1 Peter chapter 1.
第五节，你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。这个是一个应许来的。
You, this is a promise. It's you who are kept guarded by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. What God requires us is trust.
这里讲到，如果我们因信，我们原来是蒙神能力保守的。
Wow, through faith for salvation, we are kept and guarded by the power of God.
这里就是刚才告诉我们，那个以利亚撒的意思，神曾经帮助你的。
The meaning of Eliezer, that God has helped you.
神在我们这条路上边用着祂的大能来到保守我们。
On this journey all along, you were guarded and kept by the power of God.
神怎样来到保守我们呢？
How did God keep you? Us.
神复活生命的大能在你的里边叫你能够脱离一切罪肉体的拦阻。
God had gave us a power of resurrection within us to overcome all the lusts of the world.
我哋望翻转头嘅时候，我哋都知道神曾经用各样嘅试验嚟到帮助我哋。
When we look back, we can say that God had used all the tests to encourage us to go on.
好似神曾经试验亚伯拉罕献上佢独生儿子，嚟帮助亚伯拉罕向前行。
Just like how God had tested Abraham to offer up Isaac to encourage him to go onward.
神曾经用话语、用 rhema、用圣经嘅话 logos 嚟帮助你。
God had used His word logos and rhema to help you.
神曾经用圣灵嘅禁止你去做思想某一啲嘅事情嚟帮助你。
God had put a restraint by the Holy Spirit to restrain you from something to help you, assist you.
神亦都主亦都曾经藉着弟兄姊妹嘅劝戒或者责备嚟帮助你。
And God even used admonition and corrections, encouragement from brothers and sisters to guide you along.
我哋再睇另外一节圣经喺提摩太后书一章十二节。
Let's look at another place in scriptures, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12.
为这缘故，我们都受了一些苦难，然而我不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁，亦都深信他能保存我所交付他的，或作他所交付我的，直到那日。
For which cause also I suffer these things, but I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed. And am persuaded that he is able to keep for that day the deposit I have entrusted to him, which has been entrusted to me.
在这个以斯拉记里就讲到，这班人神交托金银器皿给他们。
In Ezra, we were told that these priests and Levites were entrusted silver and gold vessels.
究竟路上边有这么多人来埋伏，究竟他们能不能够到终点呢？
There are many dangers and on the way. Will they make it at the end?
他们从阿哈雅河起行的时候，哎呀，我活着就好，我活着就好。
Starting from River Ahava, if only I can make it, survive, subsist, then that will be good.
好像刚才那样交通道，一路上边神那个看不见的手，神藉着里面的灵来帮助他们，帮助他们。
The life we experienced and shared, the invisible hand of God were guiding them through and through.
叫他们能够平安抵达，不是单靠他们自己，神曾经来帮助他们。
That they may arrive safely, but not by themselves, but God has helped them all along.
盼望今天我们都知道我们所信的是谁。
May we also know whom we have believed.
我们靠的不是我们的自己。
We do not depend on our own self.
我们所做的，我们在主面前要忠心。
What we are doing before the Lord is we be faithful.
我们按着主的分量来到领受一些的恩赐。
According to the measure that were given to us from the Lord.
我们接受一些的恩赐。
We receive some gifts from him.
但是我们不是单靠着恩赐。方法来服侍主。
However, we're not only serving him by our gifts.
我们这个生命需要藉着主话语来好好地喂养。
Our life need to be nourished by the word of God.
我们应当喜欢得着神更多的话。
We ought to desire more of the word of God.
并且不是单去听。
But not only to hear,
来将这些话吃进去,
but rather to take it into our hearts within us.
吃进去了,要需要付代价的,
meaning that we ought to pay a price.
成为我们的生命,
so this ought to become our life.
我们做我们的份,
do our own portion.
神给恩赐,我们用我们的生命,藉着恩赐来服侍他。
God give us gifts.But through our portion, we serve him.
藉着生命的活出, 靠着恩赐来服侍主。
Through the living hour of our life and gifts, we serve Him.
我系深信佢能够保存所教托我哋嘅，直到嗰一日。
We believe He's able to keep what we have entrusted to Him until that day.
我只要活出一个正常基督徒嘅生命。
We live out or to live out a normal of a Christian life.
在那里有神为我们所命定的产业。
There, God had ordained inheritance and endowment for us.
愿与主藉着这些话苏醒我们众人的心。
May God, through these words, awaken our hearts.
在这些最后的日子。
In these last days.
给我们还有机会。
That we...shall have opportunity.
好似到黄昏嘅时候，主仍喺葡萄园外边呼召人，闲站嘅人进去嘅园子去作工。
Like in the evening, in the 11th hour, that the Lord is still calling workers to come into His garden to work.
好似呢班利未人一样。
Just like this Levites here.
系去到最尾，神系喺去到亚哈雅河边。以斯拉见缺了一班人，呼召点名他们入去的，这个乃恩典。
At the end, when they come to this river, Ezra realized they're missing some Levites. So the calling went out and they answered, this is grace.
那是真是恩典。
This is truly nothing but grace.
我们末了请 Albert 弟兄来祷告，我为翻译。
Well, let's pray.Dear Lord, we are humble. We are nothing but unworthy sinners. But Lord, we don't know why you love us and save us.
Oh, 主啊，我哋实在谦卑俯伏喺你嘅面前。我哋乃系不值嘅罪人。我哋唔晓得点解你会嚟到拯救我哋，爱我哋。
Lord, we only know to survive.To live, our expectation was so low, Lord.
Oh, 主啊，我哋从开始嘅时候，我哋觉得活着就好，我哋唔知道我哋有咁大嘅盼望。
But Lord, we want to say glory to Jesus.
但主，我哋愿意说荣耀归主。
You are leading us onto glory, Lord.
你引领我哋进入荣耀嘅当中。
You're leading us onto elevated higher ground, Lord.
你要引领我哋往更高之处而去。
Lord, we are kept and preserved by your power, Lord.
我哋乃系藉着主嘅大能，你要被主所保守嘅。
Lord, you have helped us all along.
喺一路上边，你曾经帮助我哋。
Lord, thank you. There's incorruptible, undefiled, unfading inheritance reserved in heaven for us.
Oh, 主，感谢主，有不能朽坏、不能玷污，为我们存留在天上边长存的产业。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
This is the 11th hour.
现今乃去到末后的日子时间。
And you give us this calling of your glorious grace.
Oh, 主仍然在恩典当中来到荣耀的来呼召我们。
May we rise up, Lord.
愿意我们众人都起来。
Cleanse our hearts.
洁净我们众人的心。
Lord, you said if anyone cleansed from the latter, he shall be the honorable vessel, be ready for the master's use.
主自己亲自来这么讲的，若有人自洁，离开卑贱的事，就必作贵重的器皿，合乎主用。
Dear Lord, you are worthy.
主你是配的。
May we be that faithful and good servant at your coming.
主啊，与你回来嘅时候，我系被称赞，系有良善又忠心嘅仆人。
Thank you in Jesus' name。
祷告奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Amen.
Amen.